Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town, and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank, member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, the second day of April. It's good to have you here. We're going to talk about a very special event that is happening next week with the State Historical Society, and Joan Stack is here to tell us about it. Good to have you here,
Joan. Oh, well, it's great to be here.
You're having a birthday party, aren't you?
That's right. It's the birthday, the 125th birthday of Thomas Hart Benton, the great artist from Missouri.
And his birthday is what, the
15th, tax day, we can remember.
Okay. But the event that you're having is next, not this Saturday, next Saturday.
That's
April
right.
the 12th.
April 12th.
And what's going to happen?
Well, we're going to have a birthday bash for Benton. And the first thing we're going to do is at 1 o'clock, we're going to have a kids event where kids can come and make birthday cards for Thomas Hart Benton.
Oh.
And we're going to have an actor. His name is Gary Behan, and he's going to play the part of Thomas Hart Benton. He is a docent with the Museum of Art and Archaeology, and he's graciously agreed to come and be our Thomas Hart Benton. He looks very much like Benton, so he will be talking a little bit to the kids. And then after the kids finish their birthday cards, we are going to put them up in the hallway gallery, the corridor gallery, and then we're going to invite the adults to come at 3 o'clock, and we're going to have a birthday party. We're going to have cake, and Thomas Hart Benton will reappear and say a few words. People will be invited to see the exhibit. I'll say a few words about our exhibit, which is called Thomas Hart Benton's American Mythologies, showing both drawings. We're going to have drawings from the Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn illustrations that Benton did. We're going to have lithographs that Benton did, and we're going to have a painting. We're going to have a study for the Jesse James portion of the mural in Jefferson City. So that will be exciting.
So this, the adult portion starts at what?
The adult portion starts at 3.
At 3. But the whole event goes from
1 to 4.
To 4.
Yes.
So the kids have actually got 2 hours.
Yeah, so they've got
a lot of fun.
And not only are we going to make birthday cards, we're also going to make these trading cards that they can wear around their necks.
Okay, if you want to see what she's talking about, go to kbia.org, click on talk shows, and then watch this segment. And the kids are going to make trading cards like this.
Yes. So we have a stamp with a bitten horse on it, the same horse that you see in...
Okay, you brought some pictures along,
that's
too.
Right.
So I want to show you these pictures. Go to kbia.org, click on talk shows, and then Radio Friends, and watch the video. The picture I'm holding up here, you want to explain it?
Yeah, it's called The Race, and it's one of his most famous paintings and lithographs. It shows a horse racing against a steam train, and it's a very iconic image. And the idea...
And the horse is beating the train.
That's right. The horse is temporarily beating the train, but it is a little bit the idea of nature versus industry, and the train is coming in, encroaching on the pristine beauty of nature. And we also have telegraph lines, so some sort of a commentary maybe on the industrialization of the West, of rural America.
Right. Now, do you have the lithograph of this
yes.
on display?
And that will be on display. And then we have the horse that is going to be something that the kids can print onto their birthday cards.
Okay.
And their
And now I've got another picture that we're holding up. Describe this for people
this
listening.
This one is a great one for American mythologies because this is your classic American myth of the cowboy. And this is a cowboy in Wyoming. Benton traveled up to Wyoming to do this image, and you see him. This is a large lithograph, and you see the mountains in the background.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Very much the myth, the American myth of the West, the freedom that's associated with the West, but also the domestication of the West, the bringing in of animals that are not native to America, but represent the encroaching of American first rural civilization, and eventually we get the industrial civilization. But the bringing in of horses, cows, that's a big part of a lot of the imagery that Benton creates.
Well, wait a minute. Now, horses were native to America.
No.
Horses were not native to America?
No, but then we do have wild horses now, but those are horses that... feral horses that got loose and then became wild horses in places like Arizona and the like.
And but cattle were not native?
No, of course, cattle are not native. So when we see animals like horses and cattle, or we see elements in a landscape like a fence, that's a reminder of civilization, that coming of civilization. Mm-hmm. So the image that you're holding up now is called The Farmer's Daughter. And I think it's very interesting, the idea of women and children in rural areas. They represent the future. So this is a little girl, and she's at an old-fashioned pump, pumping water, which was a big part of life in rural America.
Oh, we had that pump.
Up until recently,
right.
Yes.
We had an old-fashioned pump like this where I grew up, and you'd go out to the cistern, and you'd have to prime the pump. You had the handle. Did you have one?
No, but...
Oh, you lived in the city.
I lived in the city of Columbia, so we didn't have... But there were definitely people out in the country that I knew, and you needed a pump. And
of course you did.
It was a big part of rural life, and Benton picks up on these things that mean so much to people and their kind of identity as Americans, identities as Midwesterners, as rural people, and he focuses our attention on those things, like this little girl pumping water. It seems like such a simple image, but it is kind of iconic. It represents certain things about who we are as Americans, especially in the Middle West, which is where Benton lived and the place that he was most interested in.
How many pieces of his artwork do you have on display?
Well, in the exhibit, there will be, I believe it's 34, so not a huge number considering how many we have.
Many of these exhibits are huge, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, and when we have an exhibit in the main gallery, it tends to be in the neighborhood of 30 pieces, where in the corridor gallery we can get as many as 60 artworks in there. But okay, we have a collection of well over 200 works by Thomas Hart Benton, one of the largest in the country. And so this is an opportunity to see some of those works. We're going to have a number of those original drawings that Benton did to illustrate Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. That's another example of these American mythologies, mm-hmm, these books that have become so iconic, and they have some of the same themes going on.
How many pieces of artwork did he create?
Oh, gosh, we don't know.
You actually don't know.
They've never done a catalog raisonné, which is when an art historian tries to find everything, and because Benton
produced
so much. No, we don't know, because he would give artworks away to friends, to people who worked for him, so we just don't know everything that might be out there.
Well, if you want to find out as much as you can, it's the Birthday Bash, April the 12th, 1 to 4 p.m. at the State Historical Society. Everybody's invited to attend.
Yes, and for the kids group, it would be nice to register and give us a call. It's free and everyone is welcome, but we'd like to know how...
The phone number is?
Yeah, the phone number is 882-7083 in town. 573 is their area code.
Okay.
And you can also Google us and find us on the web.
All right, thank you so much, Joan. Pleasure having you here. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director, Amy Simon. Our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.